Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hallelujah, everybody. This is Brother Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are going to do our daily devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And suffer well is a wonderful way to put it, because we are going to suffer when we proclaim Yeshua as our Messiah, but we're suffering well because we'll be refined and going through the fire. And we have a word for you today. We're reading the 118th reading in this wonderful devotional series that is a new devotional every single day. And I tell you, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. And I know many of you out there want a renewed faith and a renewed heart. And this is the day and this is the time, and it's about to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to read this devotional today, and then we're going to get into a little teaching about it. And it says, grow in you. You growing in me, a spirit rising, light pushing out darkness inside of you. Chemicals shift, thought processes change, mindset sets shatter, intense yet reserved, question mark. What is this thing still lingering? This reservation, it is a core issue, no question mark. Is it the price of flesh or the piece of flesh you left behind in me, Father? Must it remain? Will it always be? My heart, my mind explodes with a longing to rejoice in victory that has not yet been fully attained. Should I? Should I fully rejoice while there is work yet to be done? Is this reservation smart, wise, and spirit-led? There is a voice saying, is it real? Is it really you, Father? Is this reservation doubt? Is it wisdom? It feels safe, yet it feels doubtful. Root it out, Father. I desire true freedom, a deeper freedom, a desire, the unserving freedom of a warrior kneeling before you, handing over his sword, or maiden who realizes that you are the only true husband. I desire to be submitted to you in everything, along with the wisdom to not boast in my own efforts. Fill me with a heart that only wants to boast of your work in me. He did this. Look at my daddy. He will never let you hurt me. Tears flow as I write this. As my pen hits the paper, the boy in me realizes that I could never have uttered those words about my earthly father. How could I say such words about one who hurt rather than protected my little heart? I forgive him. And I need him to forgive me. There is great love today, yet I wonder if the tentacles of reservation still remain. Father, no, Father, these reservations are not smart, wise, or spirit-led. It is time to step over into a new place, a new thing where, for the first time in my life, I will get personal proof that I have a father who protects and does not hurt. I have a daddy who will not discard me. Even when I am not worthy of love, I can live a new life with no more rejection, only pure love from the Father of love forever. What is this reservation in me? Come, Daddy, come. For he satisfies me, the longing soul, and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Hallelujah. And as we read these scriptures this morning, we just read Psalms 107:9. For he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. And I want you to focus on that this morning. He satisfies the thirsty and he fills the good things. Are you thirsty? Thirsty for more. Quenching with thirst for his holiness, for his freedom, for his satisfaction. That he gives us everything we need. Because it says, it fills his hunger with good things. And the word says, follow me, and I can give you the good things I planned for you a long time ago. He satisfied the thirsty and fills the hunger with good things. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what we've done yesterday and where we've been. It doesn't matter how thirsty we were when we came to him. What matters is how he fills us when we seek and we give ourselves up to him and we submit to his will. That's the difference. How many of you ready to submit today? Matthew 5 verse 6 says, Yahweh blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. As we go around looking for things of the world to satisfy us, we're never filled. But when we go to our Creator, he fills us forever. How many of you are ready to be satisfied? How many of you are ready to have the heart of Job that says, I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. His words are more important than my life. Let him fill you up. That spiritual food will nourish you more than any physical food can ever nourish you. Luke 1, 5, 3 says, he has filled the hunger with good things and has sent the rich away with empty hands. It's not the money that buys the food. It's the spirit that is fed to the soul, and it's just beautiful thing, and he fills the hungry with good things. And those good things are his holy word that teaches us his holy way and our submissiveness to him. Psalm 17:15, it's beautiful. Psalm 17:15 says, because I am righteous, I will see you. When I awake, I will see your face to face and be satisfied. Wow. Living righteously. Living righteously will fulfill all our needs. That's how we're satisfied, by living righteously. To have nothing of this world, of a physical thing, but to live righteously and have our Creator will keep us full for the rest of our lives. And we'll never thirst. We'll never thirst with all the goodness he has for us. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in Proverbs 27:20 says, just as death and destruction are never satisfied, the human desire is never satisfied. When we seek things of the flesh, it's never going to fulfill our needs. When we seek things of the flesh, we're always going to seek more. We're always going to want more. We're always going to think on human fleshly terms. We have to think on his terms. We have to repent and submit to him. Repent and submit to him. He's waiting for us, but he says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they could live. He's desiring for us to come to him and to leave all that other stuff behind. Do you understand about the holiness he wants us to come back to? It's not about how far we fell away or how often we fall. It's about how quickly we get up and we're going to run to him. To rebuild what we lost, to get it back. We understand this in the idea of the call to rebuild the temple in the holy place where he could be, while people were looking at all the worldly things and trying to fill their houses with luxurious things and get bigger things and have more things. And today people are trying to have nicer cars and obtain more money, but they're never satisfied. There's something in them that's never satisfied. They have all this food to eat, they're still hungry. They have all this water to drink, they're still thirsty, because they're not going to the right source. We see chapter 1 in the book of Haggai. Haggai chapter 1 says a call to rebuild the temple. Listen to this. And just think about today. It says, on this date, in the second year of King Darius's reign, Yahweh gave a message through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. This is what Yahweh, Lord of heaven's army, says. The people are saying the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of Yahweh. Then Yahweh sent this message to the prophet Haggai. Why are you living in luxurious houses while my house lies in ruins? Wow. Wow. This is what Yahweh, of Lord of heaven's army, says. Look at what's happening to you. You have planted much harvest. You have planted much, but harvest little. You eat, but are not satisfied. You drink, but are still thirsty. You put on clothes, but cannot keep warm. Your wages disappear as though you were putting them in pockets filled with holes. You're not going to the right source. That's the problem with them back then, and that's the problem today. It's not the money. It's not the cars. It's not the house. It's only in Yahweh that we can be fulfilled and satisfied. Verse 7 of Haggai 1 says, this is what Yahweh's Lord of heaven's army says. Look at what's happening to you. Now go up to the hills and bring down timber and rebuild my house. Rebuild my house. Then I will take pleasure in it and be honored and say, and says Yahweh, you hope for rich harvests, but they were poor. And when you brought your harvest home, they blew it away. Why? It says, I blew it away. Why? Because my house lies in ruins, says Yahweh, Lord of heaven's armies. While all of you are busy building your own fine houses. But it's because of you that the heavens withhold the dew and the earth produces no crops. I have called for a drought on your fields and the hills, and a drought to wither the grain and grapes and olive trees and all other crops. The drought to starve you and your livestock, and to ruin everything you have worked so hard to get. Do you understand it's obedience and submitting to Yahweh that's going to fulfill us, and not seeking things with a selfish heart and trying to obtain things on our own? Obtaining anything without Yahweh is going to lead to nothing. To let him fulfill us by submitting to his word, righteousness is the call. Righteousness is the call. Understanding the commandments and fulfilling them is the call. Pleasing a wonderful creator and giving him all the glory. The obedience to his call. Verse 12 says, then Zabrael, son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of Yahweh's people began to obey the message of Yahweh, their Elohim. When they heard the words of the prophet Haggai, who Yahweh their God had sent, the people feared Yahweh. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave the people this message from Yahweh. I am with you, says Yahweh. He is with his righteous ones. He is with those that seek him. It's not about rebuilding this temple today. It's about rebuilding a righteous heart and being circumcised in a heart for him. And then it ends off in verse 14 to verse 18 says, so Yahweh sparked the enthusiasm of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the enthusiasm of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and enthusiasm of the whole remnant of Yahweh's people. They began to work on the house of Yahweh, the Lord of heaven armies. And in the second year of his reign, they began to. How enthusiastic are you for our creator? How many people did you tell yesterday that he died for them? How enthusiastic are you? Are you still seeking your own riches? Or are you going out there letting people know? Are you going out there and letting people know? Where is your enthusiasm? I read a great book once that enthusiasm makes the difference. If you can't be enthusiastic about our creator, who else can you be enthusiastic for? Only he can fulfill us. So we give this example in Haggai of these righteous people waiting to rebuild and restore and get that circumcised heart. But then we go to a great example in the book of Jonah. We go to a great example in the book of Jonah. Jonah the prophet going to a people that don't even know. They don't even know. They don't even believe. Oh, but they heard the word and they changed. They heard the word and they tasted and they saw and they changed. This is a people that never even knew. One of the most evil cities in the world. When Jonah went to Nineveh. Let's read chapter 3 of this. A beautiful thing. Then Yahweh spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. Now, we know what happened the first time, but the second time it says, this time Jonah obeyed Yahweh's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowds. Now, remember, this was a city of evil wickedness. 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed Yahweh's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast put on burlap to show their sorrow. I go out there and I street evangelize, and I have friends that go out there and street evangelize, and people are not repenting. But here, the people repented. From the greatest to the least, they believed Jonah. And verse 6 says, when the king of Nineveh heard that Jonah was saying, he stepped down from his throne and took off his royal robe. Wow, do you know how amazing that is? I don't think you understand the concept of this. That's like somebody going to ISIS and preaching about Yahweh, and all of a sudden the leaders of Yahweh stepping down and repenting. It says he dressed himself in burlap and sat on a heap of ashes. Then the king and his nobles sent the decree throughout the city. No one, not even the animals from your herds and flocks, may eat or drink anything at all. People and animals alike must wear garments of mourning, and everyone must pray earnestly to Yahweh. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all their violence. Who can tell? Perhaps even yet Yahweh will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger against destroying us. Wow. Wow. Everybody and everything in that town was fasting and praying to Yahweh and repenting and changing their ways and no longer seeking evil things. And it said, when Yahweh saw what they had done and how they had put a stop to their evil ways, he changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction he had threatened. How many of you today are filling your lives with sin and evilness and not obeying Yahweh's word? How many of you so-called Christians are not keeping the Sabbath? How many of you so-called people that don't even know Yahweh are defiling his word every single day with lying, with stealing, with fornication, with everything? But be like the people of Nineveh. Turn from your ways and he will turn to you. He says, those that are close to me, I will be close to them. When Yahweh saw what they had done, he put a stop to their evil ways. A stop to their evil ways. How many of you are thirsty and not satisfied no matter how much you drink? How many of you want that freedom that they talk about in this devotional today? How many of you are ready? It says in John 6:35, Yeshua replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. How many of you are ready to fully submit yourself to Yeshua? And I'm not just talking about with your lips. I'm talking with your actions, being like the people in the book of Nineveh, in Jonah, in the city of Nineveh, being like the people in the book of Haggai. How many of you are ready to restore your heart to be righteous to him in all ways? It says in Matthew 5:6, Yahweh blesses those who are hungry and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. Many of us are walking around unsatisfied, seeking more, always seeking. But we got the greatest gift to ever exist in Yeshua. How many of you are ready to be satisfied? Luke 6:21 says, blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. How many of you are ready? There's something missing. No matter how hard you work, you know there's something missing. You know there's something that needs to be done. You know it's not complete yet. You walk with him, there's still something more. How many of you are ready to go all out, and stop putting your trust in flesh and man's ways and to fully submit to our Creator? Hebrews 13:5 says, don't love money, be satisfied with what you have. For Yahweh says, I will never fail you and I will never abandon you. Whether it's fear, whether it's anger, whether it's jealousy, Yahweh can take that all away instantly. Revelation 7:16 and 17 says they will never again be hungry or thirst. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water. And Yahweh will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Hallelujah. Every tear from their eyes. It's time we understood this and we got this. I'm going to read this to you now and I want you to understand this. I want you to understand this amazing man who wrote this. I will praise Yahweh at all times. Not sometimes, but all times. I will consistently speak his praises and sing his praises. All the earth sing of his good word, his salvation, his Yeshua. I will boast only in Yahweh. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come and let us tell of Yahweh's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to Yahweh and he answered me. I prayed to Yahweh and he heard me. He freed me from all my fears. Does that sound familiar to you? I prayed to Yahweh and he answered me and freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed and Yahweh listened. And he saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of Yahweh is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Hallelujah. Taste and see that Yahweh is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear Yahweh, you, his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in Yahweh will lack nothing, will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear Yahweh. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of Yahweh watch over all those who do right. His ears are open to the city, to their cries for help. But Yahweh turns his face away against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. Yahweh hears the people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from their troubles. Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The righteous person faces many troubles, but Yahweh comes to the rescue each time. For Yahweh protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Calamity will surely destroy the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But Yahweh will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Do you know what words those words that I just read? Do you know what I just said? That was Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Hallelujah of our wonderful, wonderful, beautiful creator, Psalm 34. Taste and see. How many of you are ready to taste and see and be satisfied? How many of you are ready to be satisfied? We must give up the root and anything left of our former life, anything left of the flesh, and come to him, and come to him. Just like the devotional said, to give up and let go of the flesh, because we can't serve two masters, as it says. Matthew 6, 22 to 24 says, for if your eye is pure, there will be sunshine in your soul. Hallelujah, 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 I love it. If your eye is pure, there will be sunshine in your soul. But if your eye is clouded with evil thoughts and desires, you are in deep spiritual darkness. And oh, how deep that darkness can be. You cannot serve two masters, God and money, for you will hate one and love the other, or else the other way around. Hallelujah. How many of you want that light that comes when the world's seen that darkness, you have that light, you open up the word is a light for our path. A light for our path. We have to store up our treasures in heaven, not here on earth. We have to understand what submitting to him means. Matthew 6, 19 to 21 says, don't store up your treasures here on earth where they can erode or may be stolen. Store them in heaven where they will never lose their value and are safe from thieves. If your profits are in heaven, your heart will be there also. Hallelujah. 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 It's time we chose the right choice and made the right choice. Isaiah 42:8 says, I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. We have a jealous Elohim. He wants us. He wants all our time. He wants us to be set apart. He wants us to make the right choice. He wants to fill our thirst. He wants to fulfill our hunger. That's what he wants. He wants us to be set apart. We know Romans 12:2 so well. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of Yahweh, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And perfect. And perfect. Colossians 3, 4, and 7 goes right along with this. It says, when Yeshua, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in the glory. To put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of this, the wrath of Yahweh is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now we have a new life. Mark 4:19 says, but the cares of this world of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches and the desires for those other things enter in and choke the word and proves unfruitful. We have something better to look forward to. trusting in Yahweh. Proverbs 3, 5, and 8 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart, not to lean on your own understanding. Not to lean on your own understanding. It says in 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 5, understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. People will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud and arrogant and abusive, disobedient to their parent, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpleasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, teaching evil, and denying the power of Yahweh. It says to avoid such people. You understand there's a spiritual battle going on and we have a choice to choose one side or the other, but there's no neutrality with our Creator. There's no neutrality with our Creator. Anything of Yahweh is not of the enemy. If you choose Satan's side, you have in your life rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy, envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful, self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness. Oh, but when you're satisfied with what our Creator gives us, there's no mixing and mingling the seed. You're completely filled with joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellent forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. There's no double-mindedness in His kingdom. He gives us all the good. He fulfills us and sustains us. Remember the words we started off with today about Job. I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. We know that the nourishment comes from him. We know it comes from him. Praise our wonderful Creator. Praise our wonderful Creator for all the good he has done. Remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to him, folks. Come to him and be filled and no longer seek. Be satisfied. Be satisfied. No longer look for earthly food to satisfy your flesh. No longer look for earthly things to satisfy your flesh. Be fulfilled in all Yahweh has to offer you, and you won't seek the things of this world anymore, but you'll seek the things that he has to offer you. Praise our wonderful Creator on this wonderful day. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I pray this message, you have ears to hear and eyes to see this truth that Yahweh gives us all. I pray that you would just go enjoy today and rejoice in his holy name and taste and see it and be satisfied and fulfilled in Yeshua. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this day you have made. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can see more and hear more at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Yahweh bless you all, and all have a blessed, blessed day and a blessed life in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hey friends, we still need to hear from our faithful listeners to add to the funds raised during Prayer and Share toward the amount we need for the next 6 months. Please call toll-free 888-221-8990.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church. Oh, for a
thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor